Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of M&A Research and Strategy. It's Friday, 12th June 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So Essan, it would appear that the positive oil price momentum has been running full steam lately, but can you contextualize what has been driving this upward move?
Thanks, Erna. So yes, price rally in earnest since really early May has been striking and raised ahead of even our own bullish expectations. So front and center of the upward momentum has been the sharp rebalancing that continues to garner momentum. So on the one hand, demand improvements through the reopening of economies around the world have been evolving in accordance with our above consensus expectation. And on the other hand, the sheer velocity of supply cuts, so that's the voluntary OPEC plus cuts, as well as the involuntary, which is principally forced production shut-ins from the US, Canada, and places like Norway, of production curbs, has been really nothing short of outstanding. So the combination of these two fundamental forces has been driving the rebalancing in global oil markets, which we believe is now in a supply deficit. Now, beyond the rebalancing in global oil markets from the demand side reopenings and this impressive supply side curtailments that have been driving oil prices higher, we would flag two additional and important factors that have been at play here in raising the oil prices in recent weeks. So first, we've had a very strong Chinese oil imports figures. So opportunistic Chinese purchases to capitalize on low crude costs have led to a record level of crude imports during May. Now, the Chinese National Development and Reform Commission has set the oil price of $40 per barrel as the minimum level that China's oil refiners use to price their refined petroleum products. Thus, in essence, crafting out an import spree last month, which in effect tightened the seaborne oil market, and with it, this upward move we've seen in Brent oil prices. And second, we have a weaker US dollar and a broader macro risk on backdrop. Now, the factors supporting the dollar over the last 6 years have essentially shifted substantially, leaving behind a currency that is vulnerable to a positioning overhang and associated overvaluation. And with this in mind, the US dollar has begun to turn lower as COVID-19-induced apprehensions have begun to ebb, alongside unprecedented US monetary and fiscal stimulus, as well as in conjunction with a broader pro-cyclical rotation across markets. And in light of this high valuation, the dollar's downside could be substantial if the depreciation trend continues, perhaps in excess of 10% on a trade-weighted basis, according to our head of global markets research, Derek Harpany. So on net, we believe that the current oil prices are beginning to run out a bit of steam, with the market likely to embrace some downward price action in the coming weeks.
And just building on that last point, Essan, how much of a magnitude of a correction can we, you know, see in the coming weeks?
So to succinctly put it, we are increasingly convinced that a correction in Brent and WTI towards our end second quarter Brent forecast of $32 per barrel and WTI forecast of $28 per barrel is likely in the coming weeks. Now, our hypothesis on this is built on both fundamentals as well as technical factors. So on the fundamentals perspective, we see that there is currently a mismatch between prices and current market fundamentals with a large inventory overhang. Now, the process of normalizing the considerable inventory overhang, which we see as more than a billion barrels in excess stocks accumulated year to date, will take a bit of time to clear. And the sheer magnitude of this inventory surplus is a real challenge for OPEC plus producers, as the longer the duration of the existing cuts, the more likely the prospects of higher US shale coming back online. And moreover, a confluence of the uncertain nature of demand side reopenings, we also have the likely resurgence of US shale that we mentioned, and prices essentially entering what we think is a sweet spot where OPEC plus supply curbs could loosen from August onwards, or gives impetus for a near-term correction. Now, on the technical factors, so technical indicators are signaling that oil markets is in excessive overbought territory, with a correction in oil prices increasingly likely in the coming weeks. So the 14-day relative strength index signals that prices have breached the critical 70 level threshold that flags excessive increases. And that's the first time since December 2019. And so this technical index provides another impetus to our thesis that the current oil price rally is racing ahead of even our own bullish and above consensus expectations. And as such, we are convinced that the correction in Brent and WTI towards our end second quarter, Brent $32 per barrel and WTI $28 per barrel forecast is increasingly likely in the coming weeks.
And finally, Ehsan, I recall from our podcast last week that you were positive on the US shale resurgence. Has this important theme changed much, or are you still bullish on the shale story?
So yes, I mean, this is such an important theme and evolving development. Higher oil prices do encourage US shale producers to bring production back online, which could stymie the current recovery in oil prices. So since last year, US shale growth was already slowing. And while the current down cycle is unlikely to lead to the demise of the US shale industry, it will likely reduce the number of companies driving growth across the space. And what we are seeing is that the acceleration of management focus on generating corporate returns and free cash flow after years of focusing on growth, as well as a divergence between larger scale shale producers with strong balance sheets and producers with less scalable asset positions and essentially weaker balance sheets, should essentially concentrate longer term growth among a smaller, more leaner and much more efficient group of shale producers. And indeed, when we do see a normalization, a new industry landscape will emerge with these smaller and more leaner group of shale producers, essentially comprising of strong balance sheets, robust acreage positions, and the ability to use scale to essentially differentiate their supply costs. And as for OPEC Plus, we believe that the pulse among OPEC Plus members is beginning to shift from concerns surrounding low oil prices back to concerns pertaining to the resurgence in the US shale space. And that's the very reason as to why we view that OPEC Plus is unlikely to be willing to support prices for free riders in the oil industry any longer going forward, and perhaps likely to shift back to a strategy of defending market share over supporting prices as time goes on. So indeed, to some, we believe that despite the significant shale scale back, the industry is to survive in a much more consolidated, healthier contour. And so succinctly put it, US shale is down, but by no means out.
All right, thanks very much for your insight, Ehsan. Have a good week and speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ona. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from our Global Markets research team.